All right, welcome to episode 55 of A Gal and a Gay. This is our recap episode of The Walking Dead, episode season 5, episode called Self-Help.
Season 5, episode 5, Self-Help, yes. Little slow, but some revelations in this episode, shall we say. So we're going to recap it. This is our thoughts on the episode, and warning, there are spoilers. So just keep that in mind.
And we also have a special guest.
We do have a special
guest. How rude of you. Anyway, it's A Gal and a Gay.
Okay, so we have a special guest. His name is Dice. We're going to call him Dice. It's not his actual name, but...
Hello, Dice.
Hello, Dice of Stevens.
Dice of Seven. My Twitter handle is @DiceOf7. Thank you very much.
Yes. I thought it said Stevens.
Of course, because she's drunk again. She's drunk again, everyone, so we have to apologize. We should run a disclaimer before every podcast, you and your drinking.
If I was drunk, it would be much more entertaining.
No, that's true. That's true. Anyway, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for
Dice,
having me.
And you can follow him at?
@DiceOf7 on Twitter.
Not Steven.
Not Steven.
But
not Steven.
All spelled out, no numbers.
Excellent. How did you come up with that name?
Actually, it was kind of a gaming name, and I never cared for having all the crazy little numbers and stuff after my name on games and whatnot, so I kind of just decided to lay it all out, and I don't know, dice is kind of, you know, things are like, sometimes I gamble when you're gaming, so it's kind of one of those, that's kind of where I came for the dice. And seven, I am a little more on the religious side, so seven is one of those more religious numbers, and that's why I chose it.
Oh.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
I have a lot of thought in yours. Not put a lot of thought in ours. What are we going to name our podcast? I'm a gal. You're a gay. Oh, there we go.
Right. And works and works.
Do you have to... Have you ever played Dungeons & Dragons?
Never played Dungeons & Dragons.
But then you have dice. You use dice for that, right?
Yes, you do.
Okay.
Yep. You just...
I don't. That's why I was asking. He didn't know either, but you knew. You still
yeah,
played.
Yeah, I've seen playing Dungeons & Dragons game, just never actually participated in one. So, yes, I do know that there are dice.
Right.
And they're pretty crazy looking.
Yes.
Are they?
Yes. There's
yes,
all
I've seen
kinds
the dice
of weird
also.
Dice.
Hmm. The dice in question.
The dice in question.
The dice in question. That's not me.
Excellent. So, are you active on Twitter?
Yes, I'm actually pretty active.
Okay. Do you, when you watch The Walking Dead, are you on Twitter at all?
I usually end up watching it after the fact. I'm never usually the night or while it's actually
okay.
going on. I'll actually wait until it's done, and then I'll go back and watch it so I can skip all the commercials and everything like that. So I'm not active during it.
That is...
I'm very much about efficiency. Those commercials, I'm like, I gotta get it. I was like, I got other things I gotta do. I'm not gonna deal with these commercials.
That's true. And I feel like there is actually an app where if you're not watching it at a certain time, I feel like it's Beamly or something where you can actually, you can go through and watch it like it's what, you know, it's live, whether, depending on what social media, like if someone, if you follow someone on Facebook, it kind of connects them all or something like that. I think I was going to sign up for it once and I didn't because, you know, there are some shows that I don't watch live.
Yeah.
I always DVR, but I want to see the tweets as they come in.
Mm.
So I think there's an app, but if there isn't, it's my idea and it's going to be, it's going to be a $1 million app. So just throwing that out there. But if there isn't, how cool would that be? Right? Because a lot of people binge watch now.
I know,
like,
it's true.
And you don't want to get spoiled if you're on Facebook. Oh, I'm going to watch
the exactly,
night and you know that. You know,
yeah, you pretty much have to stay on social media if you're trying to avoid spoilers on certain shows. So,
right.
Yeah, no, it's a great idea.
Yeah.
And we were talking earlier, you read the first 12 comics or the first book.
The main compilation of all of the first set of the comics or whatever. Yes.
Now, and you've watched the seasons through, right? You started from one. So are they pretty different?
Yes, they make a lot of changes to the story. But then again, like even watching some of the stuff that they've talked about, like when the creators and stuff are talking, they're like, we wanted to create a separate experience. And they did a really good job because both are very interesting on their own, but the show loosely follows the book, the comics. And there's certain things and liberties that they take in the show that never... ever arrive in the comics.
Right.
Like Shane, he dies way earlier in the comics
than
he did in the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, there's certain things that I think it creates a nice experience for both, either the show watcher
right.
or
yeah.
that way the person that's reading the book isn't going to know everything right off the bat.
Yeah,
like Game of Thrones.
Yeah, exactly.
There
I
for
agree.
A while, like, I had so many friends that had read the book, and they're so excited, and, you know, all
oh, yeah.
we'd watch it as a group, and they're like, oh, you're going to like what's coming up next, or you better close your eyes.
I hate that.
I
hate
yeah,
that.
I
me
know.
Too.
I
I'm like, shut up. Don't tell me that stuff. Like, you're annoying. At least, with Walking Dead, you kind of, not everybody knows what's going to happen. There's something,
right.
it could be completely different from what, you know, I had read. It's, a lot of them surprised me. And a lot of times I felt like it was more pleasing what they chose in the show than even what they did in the book.
Which is funny because you have basically the same people writing the show as you have writing the
yes.
comics.
Yes.
You know? So, but anyway, I still think it's great. And I told you, I just started writing I read just the latest episode of the Walking Dead comic. It was great, but I was just like, oh my gosh, I felt like, because something big sort of happened toward the end, I'm like, I can see them putting that in the show eventually.
Yeah.
And it was so cool. But again, it's different because you have characters that have actually died on the show that are still
yes.
in the comics.
Yes.
So it's kind of interesting.
And vice versa, characters
yeah.
that were not supposed to make it that far
mm-hmm.
that are still in the show. So, I mean, yeah, I like the way that they've done it.
Yeah.
It's like Tyrese's character. He was not supposed to make it past the prison, according to the books.
Oh, wow.
He didn't make. He was actually took Herschel's spot. That was actually Tyrese that
the
knocked off his head. Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. But Herschel all still died in the prison, but
okay.
he was killed by gunfire. But Tyrese was the one that was captured. Mm-hmm. And of course, Michonne, just like in the show and the book, she up and slaughters everybody
yeah, yeah.
from behind the lines.
So that's cool.
I was so glad she got her katana back.
I know.
I thought the same thing. I'm like, yes.
Yes, that's
right.
That's what she needs.
Yep.
Exactly.
Okay, so what did you guys think of this latest episode? We're back on our way to DC.
It was okay. I wouldn't say it's the best episode of this season, but I mean, we learned some things. So, I mean, I thought it was
mm-hmm.
needed for some character development for some people, so, and
like,
to kind of learn what's going on.
Like Eugene.
Yeah, like Eugene, exactly. There was a lot of happening with Eugene this episode, and, you know, finally confirmed my suspicions that he's full of shit.
Right. And that's kind of like it is in the comics.
Yeah,
from what I understand.
Exactly. Yeah.
He is.
Yes, I have not gotten that far in the comics. I thought it was interesting with the episode just kind of figuring out where Abraham was kind of coming from.
Yeah.
I found that, I mean, you had your suspicions about Eugene.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you and I have talked about it before,
uh-huh.
so... When, so I was already kind of, I was not totally surprised whenever it came up because
yeah.
you and I had talked about
yeah.
it. However, Abraham, like kind of knowing his backstory, because the guy is such a hard ass.
Yeah,
I was kind of like really curious about what,
yeah.
why he was the way he
yeah.
was and the way they kind of, all the way through the episode, those little hints and flashbacks. I always wanted more. I'm like, why'd you stop there?
I like the backstory to Abraham, but I wish there was more of it because so you don't really understand what forced him to kill those guys in the grocery store. Like, was he just losing it, or
no.
you know,
he had left and he came back and they had raped his family.
Oh,
is that what it was?
See, and I
yeah.
feel like if
so that was his family then.
That was his family.
I
then why were
that.
They like so terrified?
Because they saw everything he did to those people, so it kind of freaked them out.
See
again, that's so weird to me. It's like one of those things. I'm like,
right? They hurt you,
and he defended you.
Yeah.
yeah.
Even if it was a brutal method,
yeah.
I'd be like, go!
Yeah.
Right. yeah, exactly.
See, I wish they had maybe explained that just a little bit more,
mm-hmm.
you know, to see the context of why he
yeah.
was attacking these people in this grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
You
especially if you went through something
so
traumatic
yeah.
Right.
I mean, it's totally justified that he went nuts on these people
right.
then.
Yeah,
that'd be, yeah.
someone hurt your family. That it's
right.
just pure
yeah.
instinct.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
They turned scared of him.
Yeah.
I felt that was very unfair for him as a person. It's just like he is
right.
defending his
see, yeah.
people or his family.
Because
and he gets
yeah.
turned
right.
down.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God.
His flashback, it just seems like he was just brutalizing for no reason, and that's
oh,
why
right.
his family was so scared
yeah.
of him, and that's why they took off. So, you know.
Well, and they were so stupid to take
so
off.
So stupid.
Like,
They basically left their muscle behind.
Right.
Exactly. Exactly.
And they didn't make it very far.
They did not make
they
it very far.
They didn't make it out of town before. I'm assuming that's what... They looked like they were eating. It was
yeah.
like a
yeah.
couple
oh, yeah,
of
especially
walkers
the
that got a hold of them.
Yeah.
yeah.
So it's good. Definitely.
And then the two kids. And
yeah.
you know, I even, you know, that was like at the very end of it when they're, when, you know, he's about ready to take his own life. And that was, I thought that was an interesting turn too, because he saw Eugene and Eugene explained what he was needing.
Yeah.
Abraham is like, it's, I kind of could tell that from him though, just from this couple of times, you know, like when they were stuck on the, when they were with the truck fighting off the, just, he is so mission driven.
Yeah.
But it was almost kind of sad too, seeing that like, once he figured out Eugene was lying, like his whole world was crazy.
Yeah, I mean,
it's like he is that mission oriented that his he doesn't have anybody to defend.
Exactly.
He's going to kill himself.
Right.
He finds a new thing to defend, and then he finds out that's a lie. It's like, who knows what he's going to do?
I mean,
with his whole world.
He doesn't have a mission.
Exactly. Well,
maybe
I mean,
he didn't find it.
You know, his family was what he was living for. He didn't have that. Eugene came along. This gave him something to live for. Now that's shot to hell. So you know.
Obviously there's still, he's fighting some inner demons of his own.
Yeah.
Right.
Obviously.
Yeah. So do you think he's going to kill himself?
No.
I don't think there's
going to let
him.
I don't think so.
Honestly, he's got something to live for. That cute girl.
He's got Rosita. That's right.
Yeah.
She's pretty attractive.
She is, but, I mean, she kind of turned on him, too.
A little bit when he got...
A little bit, but again, that was one of her things. She didn't know what he was going to do, because she was afraid that, I mean, again... Eugene is still, whether he lied or not, he's still a part of the group. He's still a survivor. They're not going to, like, because he lied doesn't mean that they're going to turn on him and kill him on the spot.
Right, but
he's
thinks so, right.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he, you know, he even said at that point, I'm still smarter than you are. I mean, granted, that was the wrong thing to say.
Yes.
Why get the
so many
out,
things
you
about Eugene in this episode.
But it was just like, well, I mean, he figured he wasn't the muscle.
Yeah.
And that he had to have some kind of purpose.
Yeah.
Because he saw... Everyone in the group has some kind of purpose.
Yeah.
If you don't have a purpose,
you're not really needed.
You're not really
you're
needed.
You're expendable, yeah.
And especially if you can't really protect yourself
you
or defend
exactly.
the group.
But the thing is, he's smart. He's obviously, like, he's obviously very intelligent. He has abilities, and he is good for the group. He just doesn't contribute in the normal way that most people do.
Right. Well, like, he sprayed the zombies down with the water. I mean, you wouldn't really think about doing that. You know?
There's not a lot of people that would have thought. I even thought of like when they were in the library and he took the gum wrapper and he cut it and he used the battery to make the fire.
Oh, right.
That's also something that not a lot of people know, like, would think about. And he's like, you know, it's something that he knows.
Yeah.
That's true.
Again, he's resourceful and he is smart and he is of value, but he doesn't see it himself.
Yeah.
And so that's why him knowing that he was lying, that's why he couldn't suffer.
Concocting this whole story.
The one thing that I sort of had a problem with this episode, looking back on it, was why did the bus flip? You know, like,
he put glass.
Here's my favorite part, is that they immediately get on the road and it just tumbles over. Like, they got 15 miles from the church and they're already done with the bus. Like,
I would have went back too. I'm like, there's no way.
I know.
It's like, well, let's go back and see what Rick's up to.
Right.
Like 15 miles isn't that.
Maybe we should go back. Yeah, this isn't working out for us.
We need to like regroup and we'll go back. But then again, Abraham is so hell bent on going forward, never backtracking. And that's kind of weird too, because sometimes you do need to do a tactical retreat to regain supplies, do whatever you need to do.
Yeah.
And of course, they lost everything in the bus.
Everything. And it caught fire.
And that was another funny moment when Maggie's like, hey, I'm going to go on the bus to get the first aid kit.
And the booth.
And again, he explained like what he did to try to, you know, to do that. And I'm like, that doesn't make any earthly sense to me.
No.
I'm like, he put glass in, like, what did he say, in the fuel?
In the fuel tank.
Which it would suck it through, which it might make a hole in a fuel line.
I feel like
they
flipped the bus.
Right, they had a blowout or something.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, they literally hit something.
Yeah.
The tire blew out.
Yeah.
That's how he lost
it. That's what
it
looked like to me.
Yeah, because I'm like, it didn't have anything to do with glass in the fuel line.
So.
It's just like, I guarantee you there's a lot more than glass in those fuel lines after all those years.
Oh,
yeah.
A lot of crap in those.
So, I mean, that's the beginning of the episode. It's pretty much, you know, they're driving along, everything's hunky-dory, and then bam, they're, you know, out of the bus.
But then again, like, if you're in the zombie apocalypse, okay, great, you have a bus that has some gas in it. Where are you going to get fuel to fuel back up?
How are you going
to
get to D.C.?
That is one main
Atlanta.
Thing. Like, not having fuel, that's like going to be the huge crisis if something like that happens. Because
right.
all the gas stations are going to be siphoned clean.
Yeah.
Cars are going to be siphoned
yeah.
while people are passing by.
Right. Yeah.
Again, that's like, I don't know how you would get anywhere with cars, because seriously, there's going to be no gas anywhere.
I mean, right. I don't know, maybe that was their plan, is just to keep driving until they ran out of gas and then find another car, you know, so.
But then again, you run into the issue, I'm surprised, like, even the fire truck they got in wasn't siphoned. Like,
yeah, I know.
I was like, it's a fire truck.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of gas in it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention, I would have dumped all the water off it to get better gas mileage.
Well, that's true, right. Yeah. That's a very good point.
But it is a show, so whatever.
Right. Exactly.
It is a TV
right.
show. This is correct,
mm-hmm.
yes. So after they crash their bus, they keep on going,
mm-hmm.
and they eventually come across a town, and they get into a library. They hole up in a library.
Right.
So, and then, you know, I think it's pretty smart.
Mm-hmm.
They seemed to know what they were doing pretty well. Like, they boarded up the windows, and they put the shelves against the door so the zombies wouldn't come in. So,
yeah. And I like that there were some moments between Abraham and Glenn I thought
mm-hmm.
that were needed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, it was very slow in spots, but I feel like it's more kind of the character development
yeah.
at that point that really starts to kind of pick up, and you're
yeah.
starting to kind of... Because, you know, that's at some points, if you have your other devices around, you're like, oh, maybe this is a time for me to flip through my stuff. But then you learn a little bit more about the situation, and you're kind of, it kind of puts you in that situation, and
mm-hmm.
it's kind of nice, because it's not like, well, obviously a zombie can jump out at any moment, but they're in the library, it seems pretty secure, and these are these moments that you probably need to kind of sort of cherish, if I guess, if you're
yeah.
a survivor.
Yeah,
that's why
and have
yeah.
sex.
Yeah, have sex. Yeah, and
Eugene and watch.
Eugene,
and Eugene watched like a creeper.
I know.
He did.
By the self-help section.
Oh my god.
He's over there by the self-help section.
It's like, if you didn't have any reservations about Eugene before,
right.
the moment I would see somebody doing that, I'd be like, what the fuck, dude? Like,
right.
what is your deal?
Yeah, I was a little startled by that, too. I'm like, whoa, really, dude?
And then
and Abraham is like, he's like, yeah, that's whatever. I'm
yeah,
like,
it happens all the
okay.
time.
That's gross.
And then Tara
right.
catches him, and she's like, hey, Eugene, what you doing?
Yeah.
And they're just like, it's no big deal.
Yeah, but she
know.
Took a peek too, but she just took a peek.
Yeah.
Or Eugene
still...
just like sitting over the shelf, like
watching.
Hey there. It's almost like he's coaching.
What did
like,
he say? He's like, I enjoy the female form.
I'm like, okay.
You're enjoying more than the female
yeah,
form.
That's gross.
I did think it was interesting. Why did Eugene open up to Tara?
Yeah.
It's like,
I don't know. Maybe it's because she's being nice to him and he felt.
Right.
I think maybe he's just been wanting to get it off his chest,
mm-hmm.
maybe, you know,
because no, that's true.
I think he did feel guilty about sabotaging the bus, and maybe he just wanted to tell somebody, you know, and Tara presented that opportunity.
Yeah.
But also, the fact that Tara didn't tell anybody else that he sabotaged the bus, I'd be real pissed off about that. If, like, somebody told me, yeah, I tried to sabotage our bus, I would tell everybody. I don't know, maybe that's just me.
Well, again, she's... I don't know. Tara's been kind of on and off, too. Like, even during the whole...
Right.
While she's been there, she's been real hot and heavy, or she's guns blazing,
right.
and then she gets,
yeah.
goes into this meek mode. It's
yeah.
like, what do you... You need to pick
yeah.
a character, because it's almost like
yeah.
she's got this on-off switch of, like, warrior princess and then not.
That's true.
And
yeah.
And it's kind of bizarre.
Well, she might have been looking at it as, okay, what if Eugene can help us in certain situations, but if I do tell everyone... He's
yeah.
going to turn on us, but maybe I just keep an eye on him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Maybe that's
okay, maybe that
kind of
been
going through. You know, it's like, okay, well, somebody was so concerned about being thrown out of the
mm-hmm.
group that he's willing to, for number one, lie
mm-hmm.
about knowing how to cure this zombie apocalypse, and then to actually sabotage the bus that blew up and
yeah.
could have killed everyone, he might... be kind of nuts. Like,
yeah.
you gotta... I probably would have at least told
I
one of
again. I mean,
one,
he,
yeah.
he might not be trying to do that anymore now that it's out in the open. He was trying to...
True.
He was trying... I mean, even whenever the whole debacle where he shot the the army truck.
Yeah.
It's obvious that that was
oh
not,
my gosh.
Yeah.
Looking back on that.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah,
now
yeah.
It wasn't an accident.
Yeah.
Right. He went,
and
just let it go.
Yeah. That's right.
He knew what he was going to hit.
Yeah.
And that's what he was aiming for.
Yeah.
Because he was trying to slow him down.
Slow the roll down, as he said, I think.
Yeah, this, I don't know what's going to happen with him. I mean, it's one of those things, like, he is smart, but some of the stuff he's done is, like, really stupid. It's like,
well,
could have got himself killed or everybody else.
It doesn't look good that he's going to make it to the next episode.
No. I don't know.
That final hit was
was
pretty bad.
Yeah.
I mean,
lucky he didn't shove his nose or whatever up into his brain. He hit him hard.
I don't know where you go from here.
I thought he was dead, actually, when he fell. I was like, and he's dead.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they rolled him over. He was still breathing, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
But I guess, and I texted you about this last night, I guess my biggest hang-up with this show right now is the fact that Maggie doesn't even know she has a sister.
Oh my god, this again.
There's no talk about Beth. She mentioned Daryl and Carol.
She's not once brought up Beth.
No
way.
You have a good point. I never really thought about that until now. Crap.
I know.
She, like, forgot all about
her. She's not once brought up Beth.
But, I mean, did Daryl say something to her?
No. He talked to, we hear him talk in one episode, he was talking to somebody, I think probably Rick or Carol, about what happened with Beth, but you never directly see if he's talking to Maggie about it, but still, there needs to be a mention in there. You need to physically hear Maggie asking about Beth.
Even if off screen there was some mention that Daryl saw Beth get taken or whatever, she's still out there. I mean, as far as they know. I mean, Maggie couldn't have lost hope because everyone was separated last season, and then they found their way back to each other. She thought Glenn was dead, but it's just weird.
It's weird, right? I know. It feels like a major, like, plot hole that they're just not doing.
Maggie, in general, seems like she's taken a real backseat in this season. Like,
she has.
I mean, everybody else has kind of come forefront, where she has been one of the front runners a lot of the other seasons, the strong, like the backbone that kicks ass and takes names.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's kind of sitting back.
Yep.
And, you know, Glenn was pretty much a lost puppy without her until they found each other. Now he's willing to, you know, step up again, too.
Yeah.
I don't know why they kind of maybe they're just trying to develop more of the characters. That's why they're giving Maggie and Glenn more of a backseat role.
That's true.
Season.
Maybe that's what it is.
I still feel like there should be a line.
Yeah, there needs to be.
Oh, Carol and Daryl, and then Beth's still out there. Like, something quick.
Something
Beth's still out there, too. Or something like that.
A quick conversation with Glenn
about
your sister. I mean, it's weird. It's weird. Mm-hmm. I agree. You know, and like I said, maybe there's a larger reason behind this. Maybe we're going to learn that. But still in this point that she didn't even ask Daryl about it. It's just weird.
Yeah.
You know?
It is true. That is weird.
So, I don't know.
Well, I mean, we do know that from the episode 2 or whatever, that there was like a month that passed before they found the
church.
The church.
Yeah.
So, I mean, obviously, there's a time for conversation about something like that. But still. But there are ways you can work it in.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
You know. Like you said, it only take like one line or something.
Oh,
the way Maggie knew that she was out there somewhere.
Right.
But then again, too, maybe they didn't want to put it in that line thinking that they would have to write a whole thing about why Maggie was like trying to desperately look for her sister.
Right.
Maybe they're trying not to let that, you know, peel off a little bit onto its own tangent. Or
for someone who's always been so concerned about her family up until this point, this season.
Right.
And now
and then all
like
of a sudden
we're not really hearing anything from her. It's just strange.
Yeah. What else? There's something else I was going to say about the whole Maggie Glenn situation. I did like the moment that they had.
It was a nice moment.
Because, again, like you said, we really haven't had much Maggie and Glenn.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we kind of needed that moment in there just to kind of, they're still around, still, you know.
Yeah.
But again, I still feel like that could have been a situation where they were like, we're going to D.C., but hopefully I'd best still out there.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can, because you think her mission would be to find
exactly. I mean, she was so hell-bent on finding Glenn.
Right.
Think.
Especially after Herschel died. Like,
yeah, exactly. So you don't understand,
But.
Yeah.
Anyway, I still thought it was a pretty good episode.
I thought it was, too. It was really good. one thing, it's like, what do you guys think they came up on at the end there? Like, where all the walkers were gathered.
Oh, right.
The farm?
And they said it smelled bad, which you never heard them say anything about that. Like, I thought, I was like, maybe it's walkers smelling bad.
Just because it's so many walkers in one place?
Possibly. I also thought maybe it was maybe some kind of a chemical, like a treatment, maybe like a sewage treatment plant, something.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, holy crap, there's a ton. Like, there's got to be something there that's attractive.
Yeah, that's exactly, yeah, I mean, because it is pretty much in the middle of nowhere. It's a farm in the middle of nowhere. Why would there be that many walkers there?
And that's why I thought
unless
maybe
they just migrated that way.
That's why I thought it
might
be like a sewage treatment plant, because those are usually put way out of a city so that way, you know, smell and all that stuff is not an issue.
Yeah.
That's what, and then again, like, after the end, I mean, a lot of that kind of stuff, too, it basically has backup generators and stuff that will run for a long period of time when it's just noise and basic activity attracted them there, and they stayed there for that reason.
Yeah.
Just over time.
Well, I feel like it's something that they've now brought up, so sooner or later, I feel like they're going to have, if they want to go anywhere, they have to take that road, so what are they going to, how are they going to do it?
So is the fire truck broke or not? I'm assuming not. They kind of because they kind of stopped,
right?
And they had their, you know, they saw all that stuff up there, and then they talked about driving it through it again.
Right.
So I guess it's not broke down.
Right.
I think the issue, what I gathered was that because they keep hitting walkers and it's like clogging up the intake or whatever. So that's their issue.
Which is bizarre to me. Just saying, if it's on top, how are
it was all the way up top.
I'm like, no, there's walker guts are not going to get onto the top.
I don't know, but there's a big walker melee.
It's a flat front. It's going to push them out.
Yeah.
It's not going to make them roll over.
I thought that was weird, too. I'm like, why does
he
have to get up top?
There's maybe, I don't know, maybe, I don't know how walkers would get up there in the first place on top of a truck, but who knows? I don't know.
Well, he was cleaning stuff off the side.
Yeah, on the side.
But then she's like, that's the radiator.
Yeah.
I'm like,
and I mean, I can see the stuff on the side if stuff gets slung around or something. But even then, I was just like, really? The top? I don't think that's real.
Let's talk about the fire truck, this whole scene. What did y'all think about it where he's dousing walkers with the water?
First off, I was like, I mean, it was a cool scene. But at the same time, I was like, they'd have to be pretty far decayed.
Yeah.
For the water to melt.
That's what I wondered.
The skin off a bone like that.
Right. But, and here's another thing. It wasn't full force like a normal water.
Yeah.
If it had been full force like a normal, I mean, that will knock anyone on their ass.
Yeah.
Anyone. And I guess if you're halfway dead, it's going to take some shit off.
Yeah.
But it's kind of a little weak because obviously these are real people and you're not going to, you know. But it was, I was like, ugh.
Maybe
you
my thing too. I was like, it might knock them over, but again, it's not going to cause brain damage
to
kill them.
Right.
That's not going to cause
It would have been more realistic, I guess, if they would have knocked him over to give the guys enough chance to get down.
Yeah.
Yes. And they were, I mean, they were some of them, but not all of them. Like you
said, some of them
like,
took their heads clean off.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
I don't know. Maybe, maybe really decayed bodies. That'll happen. I have no idea.
Which is what the fire station was. Like, because, you know, he let Abraham laugh because it said dead or sick inside.
Yeah.
Let them die. And it's like, so what do they do? Just basically put all the sick people in town into the fire station?
I guess they just locked some folks in there. I was wondering, I was like, how many people are in this firehouse right now?
I know, but I saw people pouring out. I'm like, well, this is a little weird. And there were like tires inside of there too, stacked in front of the door, which I thought was weird too. I'm like, so did
how
the sick people stack the tires inside
the
door?
Well, yeah, maybe they did, and one of them was sick and turned inside, you know. There's lots of possibilities.
Yeah.
I would assume. But.
And then, obviously, the fire engine was braced against the door to keep
it. Oh, I knew.
When they focused
that
on
shot,
that door, something's going to happen.
It was just, the most random shot.
All
of a sudden, it's like, they move, and as a photographer, I'm like, that was weird. All I did is pull away, and like a random shot of a door that just opens. I'm like, well, there's going to be zombies.
Exactly. They don't show random shots like that for no reason.
That is the most random, point blank shot I've ever seen in my entire career.
You know, it wasn't a terrible scene. I try not to think too much about these things; just enjoy it for what it is.
I enjoy the series entirely. I love zombie stuff. I love zombie games. I mean, I am all about that kind of stuff. And that kind of stuff, it's, you know, one of those dorky things. It's like nerds think, "Oh man, that'd be cool if there's a zombie apocalypse. It would suck."
It would suck.
Yeah.
But at the same time, time.
A lot of people be prepared.
They think so because of the show.
And again, I would... No, I mean, not even because of the show. Honestly, though, like, semi-popular, if it ever actually did happen, it would not get out of hand like it does.
No.
Like,
I don't
would,
think so,
it
yeah.
would be quelled pretty darn
yeah.
quick.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people and a lot of guns and enough...
Oh,
enough
not even
yeah.
guns.
Yeah.
yeah.
Not even guns.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's people
true.
Would be able to quell that stuff really quick.
Yeah.
And again,
yeah.
a lot of... It's a show. There's a,
it's a show. Right.
They dramatize... Everything's dramatized.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, people would be, wouldn't be that stupid, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. You're right.
No, yeah, I agree
you're
right. on that. Mm.
So...
what else happened?
Well, after they get up, they get the engine, the fire engine going, is when they go go a little bit more. This is when we come across the zombie farm, and Abraham is dead set on going through this farm, and everyone's all like, "No, dude, there's lots of
are you kidding?
Lots of walkers over there.
Yeah.
We cannot.
We followed
there.
You this far, but...
exactly." And they're like, "No, we're gonna backtrack and find another route." And so he starts freaking out, and people are fighting, and this is when Eugene. Lets it out of the bag that he made everything up and, you know, this sorts of thing, so.
And he says it at, like, 100 miles an hour.
Yeah.
I'm out of the bus!
Yeah.
Like, what? Wait, what?
I'm lying!
So what do you guys think's next for this little plot that we have here?
Well,
we know next episode.
Season's about,
yeah, next episode.
Carol and Daryl.
Carol and Daryl.
Yeah.
Their plan to get into the hospital and get Beth. I can't wait for that.
That's good. But yeah, what's next for this DC?
Yeah,
group?
See, I don't know. And that's
I mean, they're stuck.
Now that they know about Eugene and Abraham knows about Eugene, I don't know.
I feel like it's going to be one of the that group. They're going to have to get Abraham out of his depression because that's what he's slipping back into.
Yeah.
He's slipping back into that mode.
He needs a mission.
Yes.
He does need a mission.
But,
so they're going to need to find something for him to focus on to get
right.
to get his mind honed. Because right, yeah, because I think that's. What the next step for that cluster of people will be is them trying to get Abraham back on track. Because
mm-hmm.
it's obvious, I mean, him on his knees at the very last scene, I'm like, and this is where this group's going to be for a bit. They're going to be
right.
sitting here for a little
well,
while.
Well, and I'd like to know how far away they are from
yeah,
the church.
From the church.
You know?
I wonder. That's what I wonder. It's like, are they far enough that they should just keep going no matter what? Because maybe there is something in D.C., worth going for, or are they going to go back to the group?
I mean, granted, they're probably, like, if that kind of crap did go down, D.C. would have something. Out of everywhere in the
mm-hmm.
entire country, I mean, you know the president's going to be buried somewhere. He's going to be under
right.
some bunker somewhere, so
yeah.
again, they're going to try to keep some form of order.
You would think,
there
yeah.
would be more, D.C. would be more promising than anywhere else.
Well, and we know how they can all get through the Walker farm. Just find
yeah.
and, like, smear shit on him.
Yeah,
it's
true.
It's
Walker goo.
Get through.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, that's not
hard
either.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought of that right away whenever they walked up. I'm like, well, time to find one and start smearing.
Yeah. Right.
That seems like it's a good strategy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny because I play the Walking Dead games too, and they do that stuff. I'm like, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. I was like, yeah, that totally makes sense. Which I keep. Telling her if she's ever interested, those Walking Dead games are amazing.
Right.
They don't follow.
I wish
the
I
comics
was a gamer.
Oh, that's good though.
Yeah, it's its own story in its own right, and they do it. And it's not like an action packed game. It's all story choice based. It is a lot of fun.
Choose your own adventure kind of thing.
Yes, that's pretty
oh,
much
that's
it.
Fun.
It's almost like a game version of those kind of a book. It's really, really cool because every choice you make, it affects everything
yeah,
down the line.
Everything.
Even the second game, it actually, you always want to make sure to save your last game because it will carry over into the second season
oh,
of the game.
Cool.
So the new game, it takes all what you accomplished, who died, who lived, who you betrayed, or who you agreed with or sided with, and it puts it in the second side.
Oh, that's
it's,
awesome.
It's really cool. I mean, it's kind of a cool other storyline, which they actually have a little bit of a crossover with Glenn, like in
oh,
the first season. Yeah, they have Glenn that's with them in Macon or whatever, I forget what state they're in. But yeah, then he ends up running off. But they have little things that they fit in there that they try to make it loosely attached to the story, but it's a great game if you just want something that's
and
really
it's a game, how can you play it on what system?
You can play it on anything. PC,
oh.
PS4.
Oh, really?
Or,
PC?
Yeah, I played on computer, on PC. But yeah, they have it on Xbox 360, PlayStation 3, PlayStation 4,
okay.
Xbox One. Everything. It's on everything.
Wow.
So
that would be fun.
Yes.
Cool.
Side note.
Yeah, that's good. I like that. I think that'd be one of those games I get addicted to real easily.
Oh, it's real easy to get.
Yeah.
And the way they do it is because you got seasons and then there's episodes. And they release one every couple of months. When the new season comes out, they kind of release it every couple of months. They'll put out a new episode. It's really kind of cool because they kind of like build a show out of a game.
That's cool.
And it's and the whole thing with the they like last time on The Walking Dead, and then that, like before you start telling the story, what all the choices.
I feel like
you
would be really into this.
It's really good. I would even let you borrow my Steam account to try it out because it's a lot of fun. It is a lot of fun.
How much does something like that cost?
Steam sales are right around the corner, which that's why I buy them on PC, which they run on just about any computer you can think of. But it's like, what is it? Now it's like, I think it's like $15 for the first season.
Oh, that's not bad.
And then the second season, they just wrapped up, and it's, I think it's like $20, $25, or something like that. And Steam sales, I mean, technically I bought both those games on Steam sales, which they do them like for 4th of July and Christmas, and I got them for like both around $5. And I'll just sit there. It's almost like a TV show because I'm like, we'll just do it. We'll start this next episode. And we'll get a little bit of that before I know. I'm like, damn it! Holy crap! It's 3 in the morning and I am still on like the 6th episode now. Damn it! I gotta work in the morning.
Oh my god, I don't need any more addicting thing like
ever. Oh, whatever.
I'm already terrible at this.
Whatever. I don't want to hear it. You're addicted to everything.
I know.
Mysteries of Laura.
I'm not addicted to Mystery Laura.
I enjoy it.
I don't watch it religiously.
She watches every week.
Just every once in a while.
I'm like, right now, I'm addicted to Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I'm on season 3.
I did not care for that show when it first came out. I tried watching it, but then again, I had a hard time with Amy Poehler, I think, because she just came from SNL, and I never cared for her on SNL. I don't know why, but when in this show,
but
you guys were all talking about it.
Yeah.
You got to try it. It's really
Just skip season one.
It's so short, though. It's only like 6 episodes.
Yeah.
So
I like season one.
I love season two.
Season two is great.
I just started it like early last week, and I'm already almost through season 5.
I watch one a day.
I'm terrible. I binge watch. I hate myself. I'm so tired.
That's exactly how I did it too. I binge watched that series, but it's so funny. They're all so
funny, and the stories are great. Because I'm like, I don't want to do another episode because it's going to be over so soon.
No, I have to watch it like more.
Netflix is like that though, because you got you got 19 seconds to determine what you're going to do with the rest of the
week. You keep going.
Yep, and I'm always like, turn the Xbox trailer back on. Yep, go. I don't even wait for the 18 seconds.
No,
and I love all the characters.
They're all funny.
Every single one.
So funny.
Yes. So what did you say? You're on season 3?
Yes.
Is that where they add Rob Lowe?
Yeah, they had him at the beginning
of
season 3.
They're all hilarious.
I know. All great characters.
And I love Leslie and Ben's whole story.
Yeah,
it's so good.
It's true.
Well, I love Andy and...
oh my god, Andy and April.
Oh
my god. It's so funny.
And it's funny that Anne's like, she's the like super attractive one. Very beginning seasons.
Yeah.
And she's the one that's turning their breaking hearts and taking names. And, like now... Nobody wants her. And she's like, the cute one's left out, Nicole. This is an interesting story in itself. Anne is an interesting character.
And poor Jerry.
Oh, Jerry. I love how mean they are.
They're so mean to Jerry.
It's so funny.
And his actual name is Gary.
Jerry.
You don't realize that until like season 4, I
think. Oh, really? It's like, people just didn't, I never corrected it.
They started
calling him something else in the last season. They started calling him something else too, and I can't remember what it was. But yeah, they also call him other names. It's really funny.
God, it's just such a great show. And Ron Swanson is like my all time.
I know.
There's so many times, and his blips are just so, like, they could literally make a show
of
Ron Swanson alone that would last 7-8 seasons by itself. The guy, there's so little to him, but there's so much.
Right.
And, like, the little things where he gets excited about stupid
things.
Oh, I love
when he gets
like,
really
excited. Working, and he, like, giggles like a little
girl. Yes, absolutely, giggles.
Or he, like, tries to not admit that he loves the Diane character.
Yeah.
And he's like, I love that woman. And he's like, And Anne's like, you what? And he's like, nothing. It's just, and then I love the wedding ring.
Oh, the wedding ring. I always talked about this at work.
People that buy stuff are suckers. They couldn't find freaking wedding rings for the for Leslie and this other guy's ceremony. And he ends up taking the lamp off of Anne's wall and melting it down and making the ring himself.
And it's just really funny.
He's like, anybody can do it with, like, this blowtorch and a cast iron and a waffle maker. And it's like, people have buy stuff
steel,
for
I swear, yeah, it's
I'm like,
really
I don't
funny.
Even know what you just said, but it's awesome.
It's this whole elaborate process. And he's like, it took me like an hour to make this.
No, he said 20 minutes. 20
minutes.
And then he even fixed Anne's wall. He, like, pre-patched it. He's like, he's sanding the mud. I was like, oh my God. Took me all 20 minutes. People that buy stuff are suckers.
It's
totally
so
getting
cool.
off our topic, but
I know,
that's all right.
Whole
right.
other spectrum. It's all right. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm so glad I started watching it like
yeah,
a month ago.
I'm glad
you're
you
obviously
watching.
Way farther ahead.
That's because that's I have right. no life.
That's all right. I'm right there with you, Wayne.
I know.
I mean, Dice.
Dice and Steven.
Dice and Steven.
All right. So what do we? Okay. So we talked about. Where do we think they're going? The
somewhere.
DC crew, they're probably just kind of stuck.
They're probably stuck. I'm
I
almost.
Feel like
I'm gonna
keep it
I feel like they'll probably go back to town. They'll
yeah.
probably go back to the town because that seemed like a really unpicked over town. Like,
yeah.
It wasn't ransacked like a lot of
yeah.
other ones that I went through.
Like
just a few scenes that you
just
saw.
Stay there. Like even Maggie had mentioned.
Yeah,
yeah
this would be a great base.
Yeah, exactly.
And
I mean,
it seems like it's a town that Rick and the crew will have to.
Well,
hit
once if they once they go on to DC on their way. So yeah,
I think that
once
I think,
eventually.
Yeah,
yeah,
I think that'll be. I think they'll go back to town. They'll rest up, try to get Abraham out of his depression, and I think Rick and the rest of the group will try to catch up.
We'll meet with them
into,
up,
yeah,
eventually. Yeah,
but if
know,
they're headed to Atlanta to help Daryl and Carol,
yeah, I mean it's going to be a while, probably. So
yeah, it'll be a bit.
I don't know. So I feel like they're going to be reunited, and I. Pretty sure Rick and the gang is going to head to DC. I bet by the end of this first half of the season, like they'll be on their way.
Yeah, I think so
I think.
Too. Even if it's on foot,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
they'll start going that
I
way.
I think so.
I mean, they have a map of what they're going to take or which route.
Oh, right.
Take, so, and they've pretty much and Abraham was pretty dead set on the fact we need to stay on the path, no detours.
Mm-hmm.
Like he wanted, I think partially he wanted to do that too, so Rick knew what they where they were.
Right.
Yeah, that's
I
true.
Think that's part
of
the reason.
Map.
Yeah, I don't think he wanted Rick to have to try to figure out what detour he took.
Yeah.
I think he wanted to go on the exact route that he told Rick he was going to be on,
yeah.
so Rick can find them because he knows Rick's an asset. Rick
right.
is a badass,
yeah.
and
he wants Rick. Yeah,
yes.
there. So
mm-hmm.
yeah.
He even freaking apologized to Rick, you know,
mm-hmm.
sorry for being such an asshole.
Yeah,
I mean that was big alone because you know he said the world. When this is all over, needs Rick Grimes.
Right.
And I thought that was cool. I was
mm-hmm.
like, he was obviously... He
yeah,
has
a respect
pride.
For him, right?
Yes.
Yeah, he does have respect. You're right. So, yeah, I don't know.
Then I have respect, too, for a guy that promised he's going to chop someone's head off with a machete, and he did.
And he did. It was awesome.
Hey, remember that promise I made you?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Best scene ever.
What
oh.
did you think the last episode with Beth in the hospital and everything?
I thought it was interesting.
Yeah.
I can't think of it. The main cop. What was she? What other show does she play in?
Oh,
she's like really familiar, and I can't.
Yeah, she was.
Dawn is her character name. IMDb.
And what's going to become of that? I mean, obviously, our survivors are going to take it down.
I was really surprised to see her. Like, but then again, she's in a couple other series. It's kind of interesting the characters they've been adding to the show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Beth's whole thing. I thought that totally took me by surprise. They're like, oh, by the way, we're doing a Beth episode. I'm like,
I know.
Wait, what?
Well, I knew it was coming. I mean, judged by the previews and everything, and given that they put so much into her character last season, I figure we were probably going to get a
yeah.
Beth episode sometime this year. And
right.
since there was so much mystery surrounding what happened to her, yeah. So, I mean, I like Beth. I like her much more than I did 2 seasons ago, so...
Yeah, Beth's definitely emerging as this, like, heartful,
mm-hmm.
awesome...
Yeah.
...that can be mean when she
exactly.
needs to be.
She's learning how to be strong, mm-hmm. how to survive.
Oh, right.
Sort of
I mean,
so,
she set that...
Exactly.
Guy up. She completely set him up for that patient slash turned into a zombie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am excited... to see what happens with Daryl and Carol. Because I'm pretty sure it's all... There's no way that Carol got kidnapped just involuntarily.
Yes.
You know?
Oh, God,
like, it's
no.
all part of a plan.
Yeah.
Snow way. And I can't wait to see how they bring it down, Slab Town.
Yeah. I'm still sticking by my theory that I think the person that was with Daryl in the
mm-hmm.
shadows is that guy who was in with
mm-hmm.
Beth.
Noah.
And I think that's Noah. I think mm-hmm. that's that would be the reveal.
Yeah.
That you can't just... If Carol and Beth were there, there's no reason for Daryl
yeah.
to be hiding in the shadows.
Exactly.
He's going to have to work somebody new
yeah.
into the group. And
yeah,
obviously
now,
Michonne,
yeah.
being Michonne, I mean,
yeah.
you just can't, you
yeah.
know.
And now that they've set his character up in a good point for a reveal,
mm-hmm.
it only makes sense that
right.
it's probably Noah in the bushes with
yeah.
with Daryl. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Who do you think it is?
Oh, was it brought back to the church? Oh, it's definitely
yeah.
the... What's his name?
Noah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody hates Chris.
Yeah.
Everyone
yeah,
knows.
Yeah.
That's I'm sorry. That show came out. I'm like, hey, it's that kid.
We said the same
we
thing.
Did.
We're like,
oh, yeah.
Oh,
it's
him. Hey, he's got another job.
Yeah. And he was
good.
Oh, yeah,
he was
really
good.
Yeah, I really like his character.
The show kind of flopped, but
yeah.
I mean, even
yeah.
with Terry Crews, I was surprised. But
yeah.
I mean, yeah, he's a really good actor. I was like, oh, great.
Yeah.
Good at him. Boy, he got tall and skinny.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah,
he looks really good as a malnourished person in the end of the world.
he does. anyway, so Christine Woods, she plays the cop. Flash forward, did you ever?
That's what I remember.
And
flash
look,
forward.
Look, she looks so much different without her hair pulled back.
Yes,
yeah,
she is super attractive.
Yeah, she is.
That's what.
She
that's
is.
Right. I. It's
I
funny.
Love,
I love Flash
Me
Forward,
too.
And I completely didn't do a second season. I'm like, no, there's so much more to be done.
I
was like. It was ABC, right? They did
fucking ABC. They
well, that's the thing. It's
ABC
not as
too.
Bad as NBC still. NBC
well, true.
That's
can't,
true.
They can't
that's
start
true.
Before it gets out of the gate.
Right.
It's like, hey, look, it's two episodes in. Ratings aren't good. Let's can
out. Right.
Yeah, and so I was surprised that ABC canned it, like,
well,
so quickly.
But the thing is, and this is what NBC did with that one show with Jason Ritter. It's kind of like an apocalypse kind of show. But anyway, so you had it. Flash Forward was doing great ratings. And then they made it like a mid-season finale right after Sweeps, doing great. And then it didn't come back on until April.
Yeah.
And then they wondered where the viewers went.
You waited
until April to bring that show back.
Yeah.
Like,
Flash Forward was one of the coolest shows.
Which one was that?
Where people just dropped.
Oh, I did watch that. Like, the first
yeah.
you watched
eight episodes.
Everybody
yeah.
saw, like, their future.
Yeah.
Like, a certain, like,
yeah.
everybody.
Yeah.
The black
everybody
they blacked
everybody
out.
Blacked out and saw
yeah.
the specific point in time that what their future was going to
right.
be.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that didn't see anything assumed that they were going to die, and they kind
yeah.
of formed their own little cult.
Yeah.
And they had, and everybody was pretty much, and then of course a lot of people died because, you know, you pass out and there's planes in the sky and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right.
And, I mean, it was only for like 6 seconds or something too, right?
Yeah.
Like
something like that.
Yeah,
yeah that's
it
right.
was
I did
so
watch that.
Crazy.
I did find it weird that the planes follow the sky entirely though, because, you know, autopilot kind of takes over
right
now. I was like, they should, 6 seconds is more than enough time for them to pass out and be like,
oh,
whoa, what happened?
Right.
And be like, whoa, get back on this plane. But, you know, it's not as dramatic.
It's
true.
Right.
The planes are crashing
yeah.
and everything.
The planes are falling in the sky.
Right. Well, that first episode was so cool just because of that. I mean, they
it
kept
was.
Going back.
Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah.
And everyone had a story and, like,
I don't think
good.
I watched all of that, but I watched some of it.
That was it was a great
yeah.
series. I was really upset when they did do a second season. I'm like, how could you? it was awesome. That's why I knew it was her from somewhere. I'm like, she's super attractive. And I know she's from some show that
mm-hmm.
I like.
Yeah, she was a completely opposite character.
Yes.
In that.
Yes.
Yeah, good actress. So, all right.
Well,
I think that's it.
What else do you watch while we got you here?
Supernatural?
Yes.
He does.
Why did I say it?
Damn it.
What's
well,
on season 30 or something right now?
Season 10.
And what they... I did read an article about how they said it's. They think it's on like halfway through their story.
Really?
Yeah.
It's funny, like around season 7, like the writer was talking about possibly wrapping it up in the next couple, and they're like, hey, now we're only halfway through. What?
Right.
Like, it's Supernatural at this point, though, it's kind of like, wow, you guys are really stringing this out. As far as I love the characters, I love everything about it.
That's
but
a lot.
There
it
are.
Just, it gets It's getting almost to the point where it's getting a little stale. They can only die and then come back so many times.
I think this season they're doing a really good job of keeping it different. You know, there have been some seasons where it's a little thin, but...
Yes.
I don't know, the creators said, you know, they're going to keep it going as long as they can, as long as people want it, but he also has a clear way on how it's going to end, too. So, like, they know, so...
Right.
Anyway... I'm all for it. Keep it going as long as
I like it.
CW.
I can't. It's right. Funny. What movie was that? My Bloody Valentine.
I know. Oh, it's terrible.
Such, like, the worst movie.
It's the worst
only
movie.
Reason I saw it.
Oh,
Jensen
it's
Ackles.
The only reason I watched it.
Dude, seriously, that guy's a badass. I will watch whatever he's
the only reason I watched that movie,
and I'm like,
too.
And then he is a bad guy at the end. I'm like, oh!
I don't watch
Spoiler alert.
It's a terrible movie. You don't want to waste your time.
Yeah, you don't want to waste your time. It was like one of the first movies that the whole 3D thing started.
Yeah,
That was the movie that started the cheap 3D with the little
3D.
Glasses.
Mm-hmm.
I do too.
I hate it. Yeah.
Ugh. Gross.
See, there are more Supernatural fans.
Oh, I know.
Especially
at
work, there's three or four of them, so.
Wow.
It's true.
It's true. I don't know. See?
What else do you watch,
Mitch? Little club. What do I watch? Gotham.
That is actually a good show.
Yeah.
It's very good.
Mm-hmm. I like it a lot.
Yeah.
It's
getting better and better.
Yeah. I guess it's just because it's not about Batman. It's actually more Jim Gordon's backstory.
Yeah, and
which you don't get in any other series.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, where did Jim come from? How did he get here? Why is he now the commissioner?
Yeah.
And it's great seeing, like, apparently the city was a big piece of shit.
Yeah.
And he... obviously grows it from the ground, and you kind of obviously know the end story. But the fact how he had
it's a story we haven't heard.
Yeah, exactly.
He had to pull
it
out of corruption before he became commissioner.
Yeah,
and it's like this last episode when basically the bald guy shows up at the police station.
Oh, victory! Oh,
and all
everyone
the cops
leaves.
Walk out.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
like, what the hell?
I know.
You're cops.
They're all
I'm
so
like,
afraid.
It's like this is. I was like. Sadly, I was like, I could see something like that happening. It's like
true.
In a corrupted city.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Detroit.
Yeah.
Right.
I was like, wow, this is sad.
Mm-hmm.
But that is a great show, too.
It is. It really is.
It's getting better.
The only thing that throws me off is Cobblepot is not fat. Like,
not yet.
Yeah,
he's
Penguin is always, Penguin has always been a chunky guy at all.
Right.
The he's like a skinny dork guy with bad teeth.
Right.
I love this guy who plays him, though. He's
yeah,
so
Robin
good.
Taylor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's a fan theory out there that he's not. Actually, the Penguin. He's going to be the Joker.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't believe
it. But he's got the umbrella, and he's called...
Yeah, it's...
Yeah, but
it's a far-fetched theory. That's,
because
yeah.
the Joker's nuts. Like, he's supposed to be crazy, and so he takes on, you know...
That's true, because Cobblepot was never insane. Cobblepot was very strategic, and he's kind of...
Yeah.
He's kind of a crotchety old guy, you know, and all the... And, and he's... And again, the character in Batman, or in Gotham, just doesn't fit that.
Right.
He's... insane.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's basically double.
Except that he has the nose and he
mm-hmm.
people
yes.
call him Penguin. But
yes.
Who knows? But it's an interesting fan theory.
It's
and who knows? I mean, that would be
maybe.
That'd be one way to fool the fans.
This is true.
And somebody else comes along that takes his identity. You know?
Yeah, it's true. It could happen.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Gotham, I really, really like it.
I guess it's slowing down in the ratings, I heard, though. So.
But it's still good, though. I mean,
yeah.
it's Fox. Fox is having a hard time this season.
Huh.
Yeah, they're fourth in the ratings. Bad.
Jeez.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird.
Even with Gotham.
I know. It's,
But what are the shows you watch on Fox?
Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Sleep. Yes, I do watch that.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Andy Samberg.
It is so... It, again, this is another one of those shows that has really funny characters. They're all really funny, so...
You can't, that show you
Terry
can't
Crews,
go wrong with
he's
it.
Really funny.
My brother, even, he's not much for comedy shows, and he is crying laughing like every episode.
It's hilarious,
He loves it. That's
Andre
like,
Brower, too, he's so funny.
Yes,
yeah.
All the characters are great in that show, too.
Mm-hmm.
And you're constantly just laughing out loud.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just sitting there on my computer watching it on my screen. I'm like, oh my God.
Have
I'm
you watched much of it?
No.
You should.
Yeah.
When you get a chance, give it a shot.
After Parks and Rec.
Yeah, after Parks and Rec. I highly recommend it because it's really funny.
Yep.
And you watch Sleepy Hollow, too. That's probably the only Fox show.
I tried. I watched over halfway into the first season, and I kind of lost steam with it. It's kind of... It got a little weird.
It's weird.
It kind of jumped off
the deep end.
And that whole, like... It would be okay if it was weird, but then that whole weird... cop and the guy from God knows what age.
Oh, yeah.
And their, like, weird chemistry. I'm like, this show is just all kinds of screwy.
It's a,
like,
crazy show.
I'm like,
but I love it. It's so good. Because it's crazy.
I love the show Grimm, too. I know you don't watch it.
Yeah, I don't watch it. I've heard good things, but I should watch that because I love supernaturally themed shows.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you like Once Upon a Time. I love Once Upon a Time.
Oh, that is good.
And it's funny, my dad likes Once Upon a Time. I'm trying to get him to watch Grimm, but I do like Grimm a lot.
I need to watch Grimm.
It's kind of it's basically a cop drama with the mix of kind of a supernatural.
No, and it's done really well for NBC. I mean, it's lasted
well, that's
why
they're pairing it up with Constantine.
Yeah, with Constantine.
Constantine is actually a very impressive show.
Yeah, I need to watch that one, too.
That was, like, the one show that I was, like, I saw previews for, and I'm like, oh, that looks pretty interesting. And then the freaking Peacock came up. I'm like, oh, my God, that's on NBC. I'm like, holy crap. I actually like the show a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, it basically takes the darker elements of, like, supernatural, and it kind of makes them gritty. It's really, it's dark, gritty, and it's
like that.
Yeah. It's just kind of, it takes some of the humor off of the top of what supernatural kind of does.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of like that, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I like the original Constantine with
Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves.
My sister loves that movie. I didn't really like it that much.
I enjoyed it a lot.
But it's because I don't have a real Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves is hit and miss for me.
Yeah, hit or miss.
So,
yeah. Hit or miss.
Yeah. But I just like the story of that one. So.
Yeah, my sister's real into that. I don't know.
All right. Well, I think we're good. We're almost hit an hour.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that. We just need about an hour. She talks a lot.
Okay, I did most of talking this round.
Good job.
It's all right. Yeah, good. Now he can blame you and not me anymore.
Well, this was fun.
Cool.
It's cool.
Thanks for being here.
And of course, don't forget to follow you at
Dice of Seven.
Dice of
Seven. All spelled out.
Yes. Spelled out.
Yes. DICEOF.
Dice is a co-worker of ours if y'all haven't picked that up. So,
yeah.
Yep.
We'll have to get you on again.
I would totally be down for that.
we'd love that.
This is fun.
And we just have to rub it in one of our other.
Maddie.
Co-workers.
Oh, Maddie.
This is Maddie, who is dying to be on our podcast, and he never got to be. So.
Not yet. Maybe
anyway,
from Florida.
That was just for you, Matt.
Well, don't forget to follow us at A Gal and a Gay.
Yes, on Twitter, A Gal and a Gay, Facebook, A Gal and a Gay, or email us, agalandagay@gmail.com. So find us on the interwebs and tell us what you watched, what's going on, what you think, that sort of thing. So,
yeah
that's it. So,
right.
Until next time, y'all.
Yeah,
see
cool.
you.
All right, bye.